Hello, cousin. Our time on this earth can be long and hard. In order to survive, we must hustle, and if we wish to maintain ourselves, we can never stop hustling. So, we must carve out time to seek peace and stillness whenever we can. I thought maybe we could do this together. Find a comfortable place to rest. Allow the ground or your chair to carry your weight. Unclench your jaw. Relax your shoulders. Take a breath and close your eyes. Cousin, I invite you to join me in our ancestral garden. Here, in this garden, the flowers bloom bright. The sun embraces us with its warmth. The river flowing in the distance and the creatures prancing about are our only soundtrack. Here, in this ancestral garden, all we have to do is exist. Draw your attention to the sounds you hear, to the feel of your breath coming in and out of your body. Just for a few moments, exist with me. Above us, where we sit next to a large tree, in the serenity of our ancestral garden, are just big fluffy clouds. Some are pure white, some have a dark seam. These clouds represent our thoughts. We are not going to empty our head of thoughts, no. Instead, we are going to allow our thought clouds to float past us in the sky. We acknowledge them, we observe them, and then we let them meander past us. Never dwelling, never giving in to the need to do anything more than just be. It's hard to acknowledge the thoughts without giving in to them. So, when this happens, be kind to yourself and just bring your attention back to the garden. Listen to the river. Feel the air on your skin. Give yourself permission to just be. Cousin, I'm sorry to disturb your peace, but it's time to leave our ancestral garden. It's time to come back to the world. Take a moment to flex your toes and wiggle your fingers. Open your eyes. Draw your attention to the room you're in, to the way the space feels. I hope that this time we spent together, you found some semblance of peace, that you were able to enjoy your time just existing. Feel free to come back to our ancestral garden whenever you need to. Before we part, I want to remind you that you deserve the world. You deserve peace and joy and a cup that runs over. And if you call for your blessings, they will come to you.